For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. People are remembering the victims of the Pittsburgh synagogue massacre at an interfaith vigil. Rabbi Ron Simons spoke to the mourners.
Into this place, we bring our hopes and fears and prayers, our unanswered questions, our tears that still need to be shed.
People gathered at the Soldiers and Sailors Memorial as the 11 victims of Saturday's attack at the Tree of Life Synagogue were remembered. The names of the victims were released today. They range in age from 54 to 97. Prosecutors say they're seeking approval to pursue the death penalty against suspected shooter Robert Bowers. Officials say he had a total of 21 guns that were registered to him. He remains in the hospital with gunshot wounds, but is due in court on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports of famine.
The humanitarian chief of the United Nations telling the Security Council this week that half the population of Yemen will need aid to survive, and that in his words, a great big famine is imminent for that Arab nation. Yemen's been a war zone since 2015, when a Saudi-led coalition began fighting the Houthi rebels who are backed by Iran.
A top administration official comments on the Central American caravans in Mexico. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more.
Homeland Security Secretary Christian Nielsen on Fox News Sunday.
This caravan is not getting in.
Talking about the thousands of Central Americans making their way toward the U.S.-Mexico border. And on the synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh, she says law enforcement is well prepared.
We do an extraordinary amount of planning and training for active shooter events, as well as just protection of soft targets and crowded spaces in general.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Catholic bishops have announced they want women in the church to have a much bigger role in decision-making. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The bishops meeting Saturday at the Vatican were looking for ways to reach out to young people, and they agreed that the church is falling behind when it comes to giving women more important roles. The document that came out of the meeting also included a statement saying that people cannot just be defined by their sexual orientation. It also called for tougher measures to fight sexual abuse by the clergy, and called out a culture of elitism in the church that can help lead to cover-ups. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
According to one hacking group, the vulnerabilities in America's voting systems are staggering. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Secretary of Homeland Security Christian Nielsen discussed election security on Fox News Sunday, saying Americans' votes will count and will be counted correctly.
We'll be setting up a virtual situation room on Election Day so that we can very quickly support any incident response that's needed and so that we can share any information. We are more prepared than we've ever been, and we will continue to prepare not just for this election, but through every election to come in the future.
The vulnerabilities in America's voting systems are based on a project at the Voting Village at the DEF CON hacking conference held in Las Vegas last month, where hackers were invited to attempt to break into voting machines and other equipment used in elections across the country.
For USA Radio News,